Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
FM Talk.
Well, welcome to Wednesday, October 15th. We are halfway through October, and Ryan Wiggins said, okay, I'll come back to work. Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing fine.
Okay, good.
2 o'clock today, there is supposed to be a Donald Trump Cash Patel press conference, dual press conference.
I learned about this 5 minutes ago, and I am excited.
What is that about?
I don't know.
Well, I would assume you didn't.
Here's what I would like to do. We should carry it.
Yeah, we're definitely going to carry it. The thing of that is when they say there's a press conference at 2 o'clock, it's probably 2:45.
You never know, because sometimes they'll come out at 2:05, and yes, it's late, but it's still like, oh man, they're right on time.
Yeah.
But the majority of the time, it's 2:30, it's a half hour late.
So I'm trying not to. It's not my fault, Mark Reardon. if it starts, they're saying it starts at 2 o'clock, and we most certainly, because I don't have confirmed specific details on what it's going to be about. Let me ask you this question here. What do you think is most likely to be discussed, but what would you like to see be discussed? For Donald Trump to come out, because Pam Bondi, as the attorney general, can come out and have a press conference. Trump is not there with her. You could have, you know, RFK Jr. come out. You could have Tulsi Gabbard come out. She's come out and made statements. The director of the FBI, Cash Patel, and President Trump supposed to make a joint press conference at 2 p.m. What could that be?
Okay. The obvious would be that it was about James Comey, or something along those lines, because it's FBI related. He's the former director of the FBI. I'm going to take a stab in the dark here and say that it's January 6th related. I don't know exactly how, but
I forgot about that one.
That one could be, because it's something that Trump has been vilified for a long time.
I suggested off air that it could be the election.
That also possible, but I have a feeling that if it were election related, he would go out with Tulsi Gabbard. He would do a press conference with her.
Mm. The FBI is intricately connected to the January 6th thing, because all of these FBI agents that were present, what is the number? Number off the top of my head is like 246.
It was,
or 270 or something.
Yeah, the number was between 250 and 275, somewhere in there.
And what is the knowledge of what we have? Because it's little, but what is the public knowledge regarding those agents? They were plain clothes,
mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yep.
Weren't they sent out after, like on January 6th? Was it pre-planned for them to be there?
Yes. Yeah, what we have confirmed, because I've dug into this and listened to what Cash Patel has said. And Dan Bongino, I haven't heard say much about it at all. But Cash Patel has said, confirmed, that there were over 250, somewhere around 260 probably-ish, plainclothes FBI agents embedded into the crowd across January 6th at the Capitol. What he said was, and he didn't say what they were doing, because I was very careful to listen to that. He didn't say, oh, they were inciting things. He didn't come out and say all that yet. He has confirmed that they were there and that it is extremely unusual for FBI agents to do that. In fact, he said he's never seen
because
FBI
they don't
agents.
Police.
That's not what they do.
They do not police crowds.
Correct. And so for them,
the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Yeah. Now, if they were wearing uniforms, you'd say, well, that might be something a little different. They were embedded plain clothes to do something. We still don't know what that was. And that is never done, in his words.
So another story that kind of developed over the last 24 hours. Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna posted 22 hours ago. It was yesterday at 2 o'clock. So during our show, my office just received word from the Russian embassy in the United States that the ambassador from Russia to the United States will be hand delivering the government of Russia's findings on who assassinated JFK.
Whoa.
To Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna's office. This is a 350-page document. We will be uploading these documents as soon as we receive them, working with Jefferson Morley, who is, I'm just reading their Twitter profile here, ex-Washington Post, JFKfacts.substack.com, which is, I assume, where all of this stuff is being uploaded to. He's also an author of The Ghost, The Secret Life of CIA Spymaster James Jesus Angleton. The rest of those names don't sound Latin.
James Jesus Angleton.
I don't know. They'll be uploading these documents as soon as we receive them, working with Jefferson Morley to ensure that the American people have direct access to them. It is important to note that Congress attempted to obtain these files in the 90s and was denied. We have been given access to them now for the first time in history. So since then, the comments regarding this report have indicated that it was an LBJ conspiracy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is something that I think could potentially be worthy of Kash Patel and Trump coming out at 2 o'clock to talk about the JFK files. I don't know.
I hope not.
Can I, teacher, please call me? Okay. Yes, Annie. I have a question. Why is Russia giving Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna the JFK files?
Okay, thank you for asking, because yes, that was my first question, too.
Uh-oh, we don't have an answer. we just have questions. Why is Russia like, gosh, we've been waiting for her? I don't understand it unless... I don't want to pass judgment on her. I don't have a problem with Congresswoman Luna. But are they waiting for somebody who would willfully put these out? Is Russia just going to hand over information that is going to help the United States? No. The answer, student, the answer is no.
Conspiracy. This is what Hunter Biden was trying to get in Ukraine.
Shut up.
He was in the wrong country.
Well, now you're onto something. This is starting to make sense. There are so many potential avenues for a Kash Patel, Donald Trump joint presser that and they're huge. They're huge avenues. This is going to be incredibly devastating if it's not big.
I got a text that said, and I don't know if this person knows anything, but just saying, I think it's going to be about the Charlie Kirk assassination. It's another good theory.
What if it's conspiracy there? Because here's another thing that is brewing out there that goes into probably all of this. Where's the money?
I think you're on it. I think here at 12:11, we finally landed on what this press conference might be about.
This is actually a real conversation. We have not pre-planned
no,
this conversation. Literally, as you said, at the beginning of the show, I said that to you and you're like, oh, really? Because you've been out for a while, and so you've been otherwise predisposed. And the money underlies all of it.
I have seen, I've been out of the news a little bit, but I've been poking in and seeing that actually as something that could be an underlying, like when people are talking about something enough, you go, okay, is that because it's filtering down top down or is it going bottom up? And if it's bottom up, then you don't know what the FBI is doing. But if it's coming from the FBI, then yeah, this could be the story that they're finding who's paying for what. They're finding domestic terror and they're linking it to actual people and organizations now.
Another suggestion here, I'm just breezing through some people who are on Twitter, is that they're going to do an update on crime. So we saw Kash Patel in front of the congressional hearings that he participated in. And, you know, AG Bondi has just recently been at those. I thought Attorney General Bondi did a better job at that last hearing than I've seen her do in anything. She just seemed very kind of unfazed in a way that she just has a quality about herself. She has this kind of shakier voice that is just her voice. There's nothing wrong with her voice, you know, as a human, but it doesn't project. Like, if you hear Josh Hawley speak, his voice and his presentation is, to say it's half the game is to diminish his brilliance when it comes to legal things. But Bondi doesn't present herself just by the way she communicates with exuding confidence, but she definitely did so in the last hearing. And I'm not on the fire Bondi bandwagon. I trust Trump to do that when it's time, if it's ever time, or to not do it if she's doing the job. But I am relishing the possibility that after Governor DeSantis's term is up in 2026, that he goes in and does a deep state dive into our federal government and cleans it all out. Maybe Bondi is the right person for the job. And if she is, completely fine, trust Trump. But I'm a DeSantis fan. Everybody here knows that. But there's a suggestion here from Rob Bluey, who is with the Daily Signal, saying the FBI Director Kash Patel will provide an update Wednesday afternoon on the Trump administration progress in reducing violent crime across the country, a White House official told the Daily Signal. President Donald Trump and Patel are holding a press conference at the White House amid the administration's nationwide crime crackdown. So I wonder if there's a possibility that we will get a furtherance of information about what's going on in Chicago, which is another big deal. The fact that Illinois is at the epicenter of complete and total political malfeasance, I was going to say negligence, but I'm going to change it to malfeasance, the way our state is run in the state of Illinois, the way that politics trumps common sense every single time, for the rest of the country, it's a laughingstock. You know, there was somebody who picked up the story, I don't know if it was Colin Rugg or who it was, somebody just in the last few days tweeted the story and was like, can you believe this? The toilet story from J.B. Pritzker ripping the toilets out of his house. Is this mortgage fraud? Because listen, that is the soup du jour right now of criminal prosecution for the people who wanted to go after Donald Trump. People are going to call it tit for tat, whatever. But was it mortgage fraud for J.B. Pritzker to rip the toilets out of his mansion so that it would be labeled uninhabitable so that it attacks his mansion? J.B. Pritzker's mansion was uninhabitable because while they were doing renovations, they said get the toilets out of there so that the taxes on it would be less. Is that tax evasion? I don't know, but we're used to it in Illinois. We're calloused. Our calluses have calluses in the state of Illinois because of doofuses like J.B. Pritzker. And we know that we can't compete with his Scrooge McDuck gold doubloons that he invests in his own campaign. He put $50 million in his first reelection term before he even announced he was running, of his own money.
Good thing he saved $4,000 on his property taxes one year.
What is the deal?
Why would you even do that?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. But somebody nationally, in the midst of all the J.B. There's probably people doing the deep dives on J.B. Pritzker because they'd love to take him down. And they're like, guys, he took the toilets out of his house. And I'm like, oh, I know. Like, we know. We've been there. This is how much people have looked over the state of Illinois for so long because it's just, it's Midwest corrupt. It is,
yeah.
But we're nice about it. So we're not throwing flames about it. Gavin Newsom gets the attention when he starts talking and he starts moving because he lives for it. That's his job. His job is to be attended to. And the willful lapdog media has been right there to feed it. But I don't understand why, but J.B. Pritzker is just not as attractive of a candidate to do that to as Gavin Newsom. That's a perception.
That's a correct perception. He wants to be in the conversation for higher office, but everybody looks at him and goes, it's not going to happen, man.
He's definitely lost weight from his peak. There is an ounce of propaganda in J.B. Pritzker's walks. J.B. Pritzker gets interviews doing walks. Yay!
Oh, you just caught me exercising.
We're rooting
I guess
for
I can
you.
Do an interview.
Oh, hey!
Oh, gosh.
Funny
okay.
seeing you here.
Might be a little out of breath, but I'll do my best.
Yeah. Look how safe it is. How'd you get around security? It sucks. Illinois sucks because of this one man in this one party. It's not the Democrats are bad, but Illinois Democrats are terrible. And they're the worst kind of Democrats because they have absolutely no reason to consider what they're doing might not be the best for everybody. Because all they do is perpetuate their own power because they can. Because they've been able to. The ability to compete against J.B. Pritzker. I mean, how many Democrats do you see going out there and talk about money in politics? Like, people who are running regular campaigns are like, you know, the money is bad. There are people who have criticized Donald Trump and Elon Musk, big donors or whatever. And Kamala Harris spent, what was it? Was it $2 billion?
Something like that, yeah.
In a month. Her stupid book is called 107 Days or whatever it is. How much money did she blow through? Think of what she would have done with 4 years. Look what she did with 1 month. And that money would have been your money, not the donors' money, the silly people who thought she'd be a good idea for president. There is a lot of common sense. Just it's right at the surface right now. It just needs to come up. It just needs to pop up. But on all of these different fronts, and Kash Patel and Donald Trump keying in on law and order, if that's what this is about. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's a press conference, they're going to take questions, I presume. Everything's going to be on the table. JFK files from Russia, finally.
Is Anna Paulina Luna going to be there?
She might be in the press. I don't know. I don't understand. I see the dots, but I just don't know how to get one connected to the other. It is what it is. The YouTube live chat poll for today. We are still shut down. The government is still shut down 15 days in. And we're asking you, who is managing the government shutdown the best? Congressional Democrats, congressional Republicans, President Trump, or no one? This sucks. I added that last part. Let us know what you think on the Annie Fry YouTube live chat poll. We're going to be right back. Don't go away.
Only while I've gone away, only every single day long.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So the YouTube poll for today is about the government shutdown. I struggle back and forth as your show host here. Like, how much do you want to belabor? I think my assumption is a large portion of you folks are like, tell me when the shutdown's over. But the play-by-play of it?
It's tough because most of us know somebody either close or extended that is affected directly by it.
Yeah.
But most people aren't affected by it. So it's like you're going, oh, why, my friend so-and-so, yeah, he's not working right now, but it doesn't affect me directly.
But that's interesting because I actually know a lot of people that are directly affected by it. My church is right next to Scott Air Force Base.
Okay.
And a huge percentage of people that attend my church are active duty. And I've been talking to some of them. Like one gentleman, he said he's been at work every day because he's mission essential. He's been at work every day without a day since the shutdown started. So I think, what are they on, 14 now?
No, 15.
15 days in a row that he's gone into work.
Today is supposed to be, I think, payday.
Yeah. And
this is the 15th.
And that was a concern as well. Would they get a paycheck? Seems like they're going to be able to get one through this first round, but they're not sure about the next one. So
here's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
Thank you all for being here at Treasury today in the midst of this shutdown. We call on the moderate Democrats in the Senate to be heroes. Be heroes. Break away from the hive of radicalism and do something for the American people, because we are starting to cut into muscle here. We believe that the shutdown may start costing the U.S. economy up to $15 billion a day. And this is a decision the Democrats are making. And one of the reasons that they are not being held to task is because the mainstream media is not coming at them the way they would have if the Republicans were willing to keep the government closed. It is a very simple decision. Mike Johnson passed a clean CR. Leader Thune has the clean CR. Three Democrats have voted for it. And right here, right now, I am calling for the moderate Democrats to be heroes. Be heroes and reopen the government for the American people.
That's Secretary of the Treasury Scott Bessent asking the Democrats to be heroes. I don't really hear Democrats in their defense of what is going on right now and their role in it. I don't really hear Democrats saying we need to reopen the government. It's a nuanced viewpoint of where the Republican side of the aisle, which includes Trump. So our poll is asking who's managing the shutdown the best, the congressional Democrats, congressional Republicans, President Trump, or nobody. The consistent plea from the Republican side of this issue is open up the freaking government. The consistent plea from the Democrat side of this aisle is please blame Republicans for closing down the government. And I think that in the nuance there is really the true story of what's taking place right here, because all the Democrats are saying is the government is shut down and the Republicans are to blame. And I mean, I'm saying this out loud and I can hear the perspective in my voice, so I understand it's a subjective viewpoint. But the Democrats aren't begging the Republicans to open up the government. It's a tiny detail, but I think it's a really important one, because the Democrats understand that they're the ones stopping this from taking place. Now, maybe they think it's worthy and warranted, and they have the right to do what they're doing right now. But just like any other right that you have, how you exercise that right can come with consequences, and you can still be within your rights. You just have to bear the consequences.
Trying really hard to be objective here. I don't even like the CR. I don't like the clean CR because it's just more...
You'd like to see the Republicans use their majority...
to actually cut spending.
Yeah.
But they haven't, and so I'm not a big fan of that message. However, objectively, how could you, if you have all the facts, look at this and say, oh, this is Republicans' fault? They passed the same spending that's been going on for years back through Biden, and that Chuck Schumer and Democrats in the Senate just voted for in March. They're trying to just keep that going now. Now, if you're saying, well, I'm a Democrat, I think doing this actually gives Democrats more leverage. Well, that's fine. But then you have to acknowledge, too, that you're still responsible for the government being closed right now.
you know, you said, how can you, if you have all the facts? And I think what the problem is that there's muddying of the water of the facts. So people do have all the facts, but some of the facts that they're like pushing out there is like, well, who controls the White House?
That's politics, though.
That,
I mean, that's all. Muddying of the waters is a definition of politics. Right. A policy here, we want the Democrats. What the Democrats are trying to do is they're trying to hold the government hostage so they can get something that they want. And what the Republicans are trying to do is pass the same, just to your point, Ryan, the same funding that existed. They're not asking for anything. They're asking for absolutely nothing to get to the point where what the Democrats are asking for can be negotiated in good faith. The Democrats are holding this situation hostage right now because it's really all that they have in the moment to try to get something sitting in the minority in both places. And every time that whole like Republicans hold the government, House, Senate, executive branch, count to 60, folks. And if you want the Republicans to go nuclear here, if that's what they're trying to do, is push the Republicans into making some sort of nuclear option where they get rid of the filibuster so they can pass this even without Rand Paul's vote. That's a risky game to play, because Donald Trump's Senate still has 3 years left, 3 years plus, where they could do that again. And I don't think the Republicans want to do that. I don't think they want to go down that route. Let's talk more about it when we come back. Who's managing the government shutdown the best? Let us know who you think is handling the situation well, if anyone, on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Stream us live at the Odyssey app. We'll be right back. Is it too late now to say
sorry? Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Man, it's hard to interrupt this song. Would you know this song?
Until somebody started doing little vocals there, I didn't know what it was.
Seriously?
I still can't tell. Is this R&B or is this a boy band? I don't know.
That's the best way to describe Justin Timberlake.
Ah, hey.
Crimea River?
Oh, I do know that song.
Where were you in the turn of the millennium?
Not listening to Justin Timberlake. I promise you that. It is evident. and I still don't.
It's evident. What does that mean?
Anybody listening now would know if you knew the opener of that song. I have no clue.
Good authority that in high school you actually wanted to be in a boy band.
You just made that up.
I know. I'm usually able to get through it. Oh, Rock Mountain.
Well, I'll have you know.
Okay.
That I was in a boy band. And I was I said I will only be in it if I'm the cute one. So it was a bunch of real ugly, weird looking dudes.
Didn't you do a performance at Collinsville High School that had to do something with?
Yes.
Tell me a story. Tell me a real story.
Okay.
Isn't there a video? Have I seen a video?
There is a video of this. So do you remember the song Du Hast by Rammstein?
No. Yeah. Give me a snippet.
Brad, you can just pull it up.
You want me to pull it up. Why don't you just sing it?
You can do Korn. You can do this.
Oh, I can do the song.
Then do it.
Du Hast Mich.
Why are your eyes doing that?
Because you got to get into it.
Yeah.
So
is this heavy metal or something?
I don't know, Brad.
Yeah.
Is it?
I'm feeling a little bit about
whatever you just did there, how you felt at the beginning of Cry Me a River.
Have you never heard Rammstein's Du Hast Mich? Du Hast.
What you just did there wasn't doing it for me, so maybe.
You've definitely heard it. It's a huge song, and it's a good song, actually. For whatever reason, that one does not get replayed. That is a 90s song that stayed in the 90s. You don't hear it anymore.
It's coming back, man.
I'm glad to hear that. But anyway, so I did a whole choreographed dance to that song for my high school.
Why?
And there is video of it, and I am the centerpiece of the dance.
Ryan.
We are all wearing black trash bags
Ryan.
And hard hats and boots.
Ryan, were you, like, just try to step outside of yourself right now. Be objective.
Okay.
Were you as funny or funnier than you thought you were in high school?
I think you're assuming that we were doing this dance to be funny.
No, I'm not assuming. I know.
We were.
You've never done a serious.
Expressing ourselves.
You've never done a performance.
Creatively.
Have you ever intentionally delivered a prepared for really serious locked in performance?
It is always in the eye of the interpreter.
That is a hell no. No way.
What you could have taken from Rammstein's Du Hast with us in trash bags.
Do we have the song yet?
Was that
play it.
Yeah,
it's not foul, is it?
It's all in German, so who knows? There we go. Yeah. So
do you
right here,
the dance?
we start stomping out when the drums kick in here.
Should I know it by now?
No. Now you should. This is a freaking sweet song.
Yeah.
So you're stomping now?
Oh yeah, we're coming out like, and there's like nine of us. I don't know what we're doing right now.
I've never heard this in my life.
Oh gosh, are you kidding?
You said you never heard what was like the most popular song for a year.
Just the beginning of it. I know Cry Me a River. Du Hast Mich.
Does it get good at all?
It's already good. So at this point, I think what's happening is I'm in the middle of a circle, like going like this with my hands to the crowd. And they're all bowing down around me.
This is paganism.
A little bit.
Okay, yeah. I think I get the idea.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
What is this music supposed to motivate one to do?
I mean, it motivates you to, yeah, it motivates you to dig a ditch. It motivates you to do hard labor. It also motivates you to dance in bags. One thing that
you said the word you there, and I don't know that that's correct.
It's all second person when it comes to Rammstein. You can't talk about Rammstein in the first or third person. When you listen to Rammstein, you might think, am I trash? I would say no.
Is
but
this
that,
trash?
When I was 1999 in high school, marching around in a trash bag, you might have looked at my interpretive dance and said, he thinks he's trash, but he may not be. And so that's what I'm saying. It's not comedy. It's you look at it and you take from it what you will.
I have done that. We are here. Okay. Well, that was a wild ride.
Yep.
Where's the video?
Cry Me a River. That's how that started.
Yeah.
Come on.
No kidding. I'm.
Yeah, the video exists. I don't know if it's online. I got to find it.
No, rap. What? Get us out of this segment. I can't. I looked at my show sheet like, get it on track, Annie. Get it on track.
No, don't.
And then I was like, got nothing.
This is where I thrive.
Do you know this song?
Is this still Cry Me a River?
Oh my God.
What is this?
She's a Martian. This
is Cry Me a River.
Yes. We'll be right back with content when we return. I promise. Don't go away. Tell me you need me. Can you call me on the
phone? Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins! All right, so thanks for welcoming me back, you guys. And I do want to say genuinely thank you guys for coming to my grandma's funeral yesterday. I did not expect you all to be there, but the entire show, all of you guys, Ethan, Trisha, thank you very much.
We were happy to do it.
What a day yesterday, as you know. Going through the funeral of somebody you are very close to and love is a very strange, bittersweet event.
Yeah.
Where you're so sad, and yet everything happening to you outside of that is very good. All your family, everybody who comes and just gives you condolences and hugs and whatever. It was just great. It's good, but it's sad. So anyway, one of the lighter moments from yesterday of being in the funeral is that all my kids, who are 11, 11, and 8 years old, they had never been in a funeral at all. I think they had been around maybe some extended loved ones or family or whatever before, but they were pretty young. So this is the first one that they were ever in, and certainly the first time they were ever in a processional with the cars. And my 8-year-old especially, but also my daughter, and a little bit my 11-year-old, who was not admitting it, thought it was super cool.
Yeah,
that we got to drive through lights and everybody pulled off and was just allowing us to go by. It was one of the more like fun moments of the day because they were getting such a kick out of the fact that we could break normal traffic rules. And so I thought, based on some of the reactions of some of the cars around us, that I would go through and see if you guys know what the actual rules are for if you see a funeral going by.
Where are you getting these rules from?
These are from a funeral home.
Because I wonder, that's interesting. I wonder if there are differences by state.
So there's two sections to this. One is if you encounter a funeral procession. Mm-hmm. The other one is if you're in it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some things that they acknowledge if you're in one about the way you're supposed to proceed through traffic lights and stuff. And I'll get to that in a minute. And I think some of that is state laws, or they say most states have these laws. But the ones about encountering a funeral procession, I don't know that there are actual punishable laws around those things. Maybe there are, and I don't know. But the way that it's presented is
seems
just
like in order to enforce it, there'd have to be.
Well, that's the thing is, I don't know if you can enforce it. Can you?
I don't think you can be giving the right of way to a car to go through a red light without there being
some sort of
consequence if you don't enforce that. Otherwise, I think that chaos would ensue.
Well, the first one is simply
if you're a law enforcement, message.
Yeah,
the show.
Let us know. Yield the right-of-way. This is the obvious first one. Just as you would defer to an emergency vehicle, if you see a funeral procession going by, you should do the same. Even if your light turns green and the procession is still in the intersection, you must wait until it is passed before proceeding. That's an obvious one, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next one is be respectful. This one seems a little obvious too, but never honk your horn, yell, rev your engine.
Excuse me, what? Who are these people?
I guess they've seen it if they're putting it in here.
Yeah.
Or show any other signs of aggression towards the processional. Have you ever been in one?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you have with your grandma.
Yeah. I've lost all 4 grandparents.
Were you the driver?
I think I've been. I mean, a funeral processional is not just for the people. I mean, it's anybody who's traveling from, if you have your funeral at a different place, location A, and you go to the burial, that's the funeral processional. So anybody who would be attending the burial could be in a funeral processional. You get like a magnet on your car or a thing to put in your rearview mirror.
Right.
So I've been in many.
Did you have any issues with anybody like breaking rules when you were doing it?
I don't know that I was policing them.
Oh, it's all we were talking about. Kids were like, oh, should they be doing that? Should they be doing this? Here's the one where we ran into a little bit of a gray area, in my opinion. It says, pull over and allow the procession to go by. If you're on a secondary road and it is safe to do so, consider moving to the shoulder and letting the procession pass. This isn't required by law, but it is the courteous thing to do. Now, we were on a four-lane highway with a turn lane in the middle, so five lanes total. Is it okay, do you think, because it doesn't directly address this, is it okay to drive the opposite direction, or should you pull over to the side?
Where are we?
We're on a highway, you know, four lanes wide with a turn lane. So
for
five.
The other side to
so
pull over?
We're going down the right side. Left side's going the other direction. Does the left side have to pull over?
Oh.
I wouldn't think so.
No, absolutely not. That would be dangerous.
Yeah.
The point is to facilitate a, in my opinion, a peaceful and safe flow of traffic to keep the people who are going to the burial together. It's not as much, and I don't say this inconsiderately, it's not as much about like paying respects as it is about securing a safe flow of traffic and basically harboring those people from point A to point B in one unit.
Mm-hmm.
I would say even like on a, if you're on a state highway or something, or if you're going through town and there are four lanes, two going one way and two going the other, and it's not even necessarily divided by a median, I don't think that the other side needs to stop.
Okay, how about this? Because we did encounter this, and I genuinely don't know the answer to this. My kids were like, oh, can they do that? I said, I really don't know. So we are all, and this is probably 50 cars or whatever it is, 40 cars, all in the far right lane of this four-lane highway. Is it okay to be in the passing lane and go past the processional?
So you're heading in the same direction.
Same direction.
And to pass?
Yes.
No, that's ridiculous.
There were several people that did that.
Well, I'm sure they were. That's shocking in today's day and age. No, I think you need to just let the funeral... I mean, they're going through lights. They're mm-hmm. going to get ahead of you. You're going to have to stop for the red light. If you're... No. In my mind, the funeral procession gets the pathway between, in this instance, a church and a cemetery. They get the path that they're heading in at a respectable rate of speed, which is probably going to be slower than the traditional flow of traffic because they're being considerate of everybody who's driving and you want to stay together. If you're driving, if you see a funeral procession coming up behind you, because there'll be orange flashing lights, I assume, on the lead car, everyone's got their flashers on, you pull over, get out of their way to make sure that they can stay together. But you don't do anything to impede or to even like draw attention from.
That's what I thought too.
What's happening?
I didn't think they did anything that was like unacceptable, but it just seemed like, kind of breaking a social norm there. How about this one? Never cut in line, obviously, but never tag along on the back.
Like you're drafting?
Like you're drafting. People do this with ambulances a lot. Where an ambulance, you know, not that they're like running
the ambulances
light,
are clearing space.
But they're clearing space. You just kind of get behind it. What about that with a funeral?
I mean, I think you can resume the flow of traffic behind them. I don't think that there's a buffer zone, but like, yes, don't draft.
Yeah, that's the question. Is there a buffer?
You don't get to use it to go through the light that was otherwise red.
I would think not.
Just throw your flashers on and express lane.
It was hard to see because we were in the front. I couldn't see what was going on the back. Last one is watch for the last vehicle in the procession. This car will be marked with two funeral flags and will have the flashing hazard lights on to indicate the other drivers where the procession ends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an obvious.
So you can't really tag onto the back of it.
Yeah. Now, if you're driving in one, now this is where you get into some laws here. It says funeral processions have the right of way. In most states, the lead vehicle of the funeral procession must observe all traffic lights and signs. Mm. So they actually do have to stop if it's a red light, because otherwise you're creating problems if somebody didn't see it coming. But then once it legally passes through the intersection, the rest of the funeral can follow without stopping.
Yeah.
So it's that first car
lead
has
car,
to follow.
Which is always a member of a funeral home that understands these things.
Right. They don't have to stop unless there's an emergency vehicle, and then you're like, ooh, now what?
Mm-hmm.
Emergency. Keep your place in line. Remain as close to the car in front of you as safely possible. Drive slowly, like you were saying, Annie. Most funeral processions go below the posted speed limit. Be respectful. I can't imagine being in a funeral and doing this, but it says be respectful. Do not blast the radio, use your cell phone, or honk the horn while you're participating in this event. And this one says turn on your headlights, but I'm pretty sure that now the most common way to do it is your hazard lights.
Yeah, you're supposed to turn your lights on too. Lights and hazards.
See, I didn't do that yesterday.
Most cars that are of a certain age just have running lights on all the time anyway. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I think that's why people have moved to hazards, is that a lot of cars have automatic lights on anyway.
Yeah, it's an obvious distinction if your hazards are flashing.
So anyway, just a little timely news there, because we just did it yesterday and I was thinking about these things this morning.
Dori Murdoch and Senator Eric Schmidt in the 1 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about the lawfare. Is President Trump and his administration engaging in lawfare? We're going to find out what the former attorney general of the state of Missouri and current senator has to say about it at 1:30. Don't go away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.